You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Michael Desrochers, the founder and managing partner of Polite Mail, a provider of email measurement and analytics software for Microsoft Outlook and Exchange. Mr. Desrochers, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And you bet. So for starters, what does Polite Mail software help with exactly?
Well, we add some tools into the Outlook email environment. So primarily we're helping corporate communicators improve their internal email broadcasts that they're doing to employees, kind of help with that employee engagement. So we offer measurement and analytics tools, responsive design tools for brand consistency, and then some list management and targeting functionality that stuff that Outlook doesn't have natively.
Also, are companies today still using email to communicate with employees, and is email still relevant in business today?
Yeah, email isn't going anywhere. I think there's a lot of new communication tool vendors that love to disparage email as old school, but they only approach it that way because they could wish they had that same level of adoption as email. But there's good reasons why Facebook and LinkedIn use email to loop people back to their sites, and email is just something that works both on desktop, on mobile. It's simple, everyone has it, everyone knows how to use it. Unlike some of the new social communication tools which interrupt you constantly, email is more like a DVR. You can decide when and where you're going to read your messages, and kind of you're in control versus spontaneous interruption at any point. So there's really no better way to deliver a message to a specific group of people than email.
If you would, tell us, what are some of the ways businesses improve their email communications with employees? Is there anything, or is there things you can do to make company email something you actually want to open and read?
Yeah, in email, I think less is more. So what works in email is brief, to the point communications. When email is treated like a printed page or even a web page, it doesn't work as well. So in other words, email is just not a great long form content channel. If you are going to send news, send a headline, a picture, caption, and a link to the longer story, that's much more apt to get the point across, to get people to read it, than sending them a big block of text with the full story and expecting people to spend time inside email reading that much content.
That does make sense. Now, in regards to employee engagement, what are some ways that businesses can improve engagement with their employees?
Well, I've been to a couple communication conferences recently, and I've seen two different case studies, and both accomplished double-digit year-over-year increases in employee engagement using essentially the same strategy, but with completely opposite tactics. So the strategy was simply to tell employee stories, so stories about employees which illustrate their struggles, how they overcame them, how they make important contributions to the organization, and just getting those out there so more people are aware of other people in their organization. And in one case they did it completely digitally, other case they did it completely in print, but the net result in both cases were double digit employee engagement. So I think that's the trick, is you really want to make your employees feel like they're in a community and know about other people, even though they might be operating on the other side of the country or in a different country altogether.
Certainly helpful information in all regards. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Michael Desrochers, the founder and managing partner of Polite Mail, a provider of email measurement and analytics software for Microsoft Outlook and Exchange, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. DeRoche, are there some examples of when organizations have to measure or confirm that employees have received certain information?
I think, you know, what's measured is managed. So I think one of the reasons email gets kind of a bad rap is it just gets overused and abused. And if people actually measured more of it, then they'd really know, you know, if their messages are getting read, and then it would be easier to get rid of a lot of the unnecessary communications. But certainly for, you know, HR and benefits information, policy changes, safety notices, training, in those cases where that information is being produced digitally and delivered via email, then those are cases where, for compliance reasons, you really would need a record of, you know, did they receive this communication and even how much time they spent with it.
On another note, how has internal communications changed over the years, especially to large companies?
Yeah, I think it's evolving from, you know, what used to be considered a service organization, you know, like an in-house agency, you know, write this for me or create this piece for me. It's now becoming more of a strategic partnership. So enterprises in general are realizing that their internal audience is just as important as their customer audience, you know, perhaps more so. So like PR, you know, internal communications is becoming more strategic. Because executives really want to have engaged employees that understand their role in achieving the company objectives, and really the only way that's accomplished is with effective communication.
If you would, Mr. DeRoche, touch on how do other communication channels come into play now to reach employees, such as intranets, mobile apps, social tools, or text messaging?
Yeah, every channel has its role. I think intranets are a great form, you know, great channel for long form content and for search. You know, if you want to put benefits and educational information, that's a good place for it. But you just can't expect employees to be hanging out on the intranet like they do in their inbox. Mobile apps for employee communications, I think, is a bit of a fad. I mean, why not just use email? That's, you know, I get that on my mobile and you know, reduce channel load. So I might be a little prejudiced in that regard, but I just don't see that as being a long-term trend. But definitely use of mobile will continue. And social tools, they're the Slacks, Yammers, Chatters, Skypes of the world, are useful for real-time collaboration with teams, especially if they're in different locations. But honestly, when I want to get any real work done, I have to tune out of that noise.
Good stuff there. Now, lastly, what do you think the future of employee communications will look like looking ahead?
Yeah, I don't have a great crystal ball, but I can see that, you know, email's not going away, and in fact, it's getting better. We did a communications survey last year, and the results of that are downloadable from the resources page on politemail.com, but 95% of businesses said that email is still the best way to send information to employees, and it's how employees want to receive it. It's their preference. And Office 365 in particular, kind of the de facto standard for corporate email, is really innovating at a rapid pace. There's a AI-based clutter filter now, which removes email that you routinely ignore, so it's like a second-level junk filter, and there's more innovations coming. You know, your inbox is going to be your communications hub. Whether it's on mobile and desktop, those experiences are becoming the same. You know, whether it's regular email, voicemail, company news, executive video messages, HR information, all of it is available, organized, and searchable inside of your inbox.
Well, Mr. DeRoche, we certainly have appreciated your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really informative and always great to be ready to plan ahead as to in regards to technology and email and communication. So important, and we thank you for all your insight here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Polite Mail, and how could one reach out as needed?
Yeah, so I think it's on, you know, the Twitter and LinkedIn at Polite Mail, or just, you know, Polite Mail, and then politemail.com is our site, and you know, we've got some additional research up there as well.
Again, Mr. DeRocher, it's been our pleasure, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Perfect. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Michael DeRocher, the founder and managing partner of Polite Mail, a provider of email measurement and analytics software for Microsoft Outlook and Exchange. And for all the details, visit politemail.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming worldwide 24/7 live at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. In the meantime, you can pick up our live stream also on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.